It was a Christmas story, and I'd like to ask Laura.
Did I see correctly? But I think that is going to be a TV show coming up, like one of those live, like they did Grease, and that is going to be a live Christmas
live action,
show.
The live action
movie this winter.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. You might be right. But we are entering into the holiday season, and I'm not getting ahead of myself here. I just wanted to ask a question based on what we just talked about. And Laura, what is your favorite Christmas movie or show?
Well, I love A Christmas Story. Absolutely love it.
And how old are you?
I'm 35. Because I grew up watching that.
That is an amazing
Christmas
movie.
Eve. It's just on nonstop. Yep.
Did we talk about that you have never seen It's a Wonderful Life?
Never seen that.
So good. I mean, it's so good. I mean,
I don't know if the kids are ready
so
for
good. No. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. It's so good.
I love Home Alone.
Yeah.
Great.
Good one.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
Elf. Love it.
Love it. Yep. Okay.
Elf is probably, in the last 10 or 15 years, a Christmas movie that's made that is good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you're talking TV shows, I love Frosty. I think Frosty's great.
Don't forget Bad Santa. That's a great movie.
No, I don't. Did not like that one.
I like The Killer.
It's tough with the
Gremlins.
Billy Bob Thornton. That's Die Hard. If you're going to go there, you get Die Hard. The reason I ask, Laura, is because according to your age, according to popular surveys now, okay, yours was, what was it, the first one you
Christmas
said?
Christmas Story.
Yeah, not in the top movies loved
no,
by
it'll
people
be,
in your age
it'll
bracket.
It'll be Elf
is third.
Home Alone.
That's second. And the first one, 30 to 39, ages 30 to 39, the number one Christmas movie among people in that age group. That's not the Christmas Star, Grizz. That's the light at the sewer treatment plant.
Yep, I that one's up there on my list, too, and I should have done Christmas Vacation.
Rusty's eyes are frozen shut, Clark.
Yep, should have had that.
Vacation. Yep. Christmas Vacation.
Awesome movie.
Scotty, how old are you? Mid-40s?
45.
Okay.
We're all 10 years apart.
What's your favorite? Let's see where you fit with your demo since
Christmas
we're comparing.
Story.
Christmas Story?
Yeah,
number
Christmas
one.
Vacation.
Scotty.
Yeah.
That's number three. What is the third for your age group?
The Muppets Scrooged.
No, that's embarrassing.
Lethal Weapon.
Said that. No, that is not even.
It's actually not embarrassing. That Scrooged with the Muppets with Michael Caine gets fabulous ratings from everybody, and it was good.
Okay. I don't watch puppets.
I was going to say, Charlie Brown.
Charlie Brown is third for your age group.
Scrooged.
Kelly,
with,
you in that age group too? Mid-40s? 40 to 49? You're in there.
No.
Not anymore, buddy.
Okay.
I wasn't until about 2 months.
Do you know anything about anybody you work with?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you didn't remember.
I know you got a lot going on back there, and I know you do, but it's like, Laura, you're in your 20s.
Are you 43 or 44?
I'm 45.
He's
45.
I don't know.
We're 10 years apart. 35, 45, 55.
What does it matter? What does it matter if I get your age right?
Well, no, it's just funny because sometimes you jump, you're like, Parker's 9, I can't believe it. I'm like, oh, he's 6.
I've never been good at ages. I don't know.
Parker's in high school.
When is Laura, when is Nora going to college?
Excuse me.
What?
I don't, ask me how old my sisters are, I can't even tell you.
I know, but you
that's not a joke. I really don't.
But there's between the three of us, there's 10 years.
I think I know how old my brother is, but I can't tell you that for sure.
I know your kids' ages?
Yes, I do.
Should we test you?
No, I know my kids are 20
in their 20s.
Something. 23, 22, 24 and 22, or 24 and 23, something like that. I've never been on ages. My wife is a couple months older than I am. That's it. That's all I know.
Good for you, bud.
Okay? That's it. Not ages. So can we get back to you and off of me?
Kelly, you're like 41, 42. Yeah.
It always makes me laugh, though, because it was just last week. You're like, you made him. He's 9 years old. Make him write thank you cards. I'm like, well, he's 6. But
can't Nora drive?
Yeah. I have no defense. It is what it is. I've never been good at
you.
Ages.
It's a Wonderful Life. Planes, Trains,
number
and
one,
Automobiles.
Number one for your demo is It's a Wonderful Life.
Planes, Trains, man, that's
a
great
one. Not a Christmas
one.
Movie to me.
Yes, it is.
It's a holiday movie.
It's a holiday movie.
Thanksgiving.
It's a Thanksgiving, but it's a holiday movie. Though.
Yeah, it is.
And I like, you know what, like a recent kind of
Family Stone. Good movie.
How'd you know great that? Movie. How'd you know I was going to say that?
Because I love it.
Great movie.
It's awesome.
Love it.
She makes us.
No, it's a good emotional family movie.
You've never seen it, dude?
It's a great movie.
It's funny.
Oh, my
Sarah Jessica Parker makes this weird.
That's a great Christmas movie, you guys.
Family Stone is excellent.
Okay.
Have you watched it?
No.
Then shut up.
No, it's a great movie.
Then shut
What's it about?
It.
A family. And a
family
sick mom.
They're stoned.
Yeah, they have to get stoned.
No, dude, I'm telling you, it's funny. It's good.
Yeah,
isn't this where Dylan McDermott steals somebody, brings a girlfriend home, and then the
Sarah Jessica Parker
and steals
Wilson.
And
Luke Wilson,
the dad from Coach.
Craig Nelson.
Separates them from fighting.
Right, Diane Keaton is the
great
mom.
Yeah,
great movie.
I love it.
And there's the hot girl.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, Rachel McAdams.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And she ends up hooking up with the guy who drives the ambulance.
It's not Gwyneth Paltrow.
So you've seen it.
I think now that I know what you're talking about. My so-called life there, that girl.
Claire Danes.
It's a great movie.
Awesome.
It's a great movie. All right, anyway, It's a Wonderful Life. Back to where we were. How the Grinch Stole Christmas and Charlie Brown. Those are yours. Those are ours, actually, our three. The one that's not... I loved the Disney Scrooged with Jim Carrey. I loved it. I thought it was great. Yeah. And the animation thing, I thought it was great. But, yeah, I love all those. It's a Wonderful Life.
Gremlins is a great Christmas movie.
And for the 30s and under, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, yeah, that was the first. For 30s and under, A Christmas Story and Home Alone. So there you go.
Deej is in the younger demo.
TJ, come here.
Deej.
Oh, yeah. He's into Christmas movies called
Holiday because they can't call it Christmas.
They can't call it,
Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, Deej.
Happy holidays.
No, Merry Christmas.
What's going on?
You celebrate Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite Christmas movie?
But how old are you?
Die Hard.
I love you.
What do you? I mean,
no, it's a great movie.
How old are you? 22.
It ain't Christmas 24. Till
24. Okay.
24.
Christmas till Hans Gruber takes a dive off Nakatomi Tower. I've
Damn
said
right.
that a million times.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Thank you. Is that your favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Okay, without a doubt. What would be second? That's not on the 30s and under list. You should like How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I hate the Grinch.
I hate the movie. That movie's awful. I can't stand it.
The cartoon or the remake?
The cartoon is great.
I hate the remake. The remake was god-awful.
Thank you. You bright, shining light of common sense, my young man.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
What else?
Elf. Has to be Elf.
Yeah.
Elf is good.
It has to be Elf. I'm a big Will Ferrell guy.
Elf is good. Yeah, that's not in there either. A Christmas Story is second. A Christmas Story. Ralphie shoot the
eye. I've never made it through the entire movie.
Never made it.
Never made it through the entire thing.
You have no frame of reference. That's why. And that's not a criticism. That's just you didn't live in a Christmas like that. You know what I mean? So I get it. Home Alone, number three. Home Alone.
Love Home Alone.
I love it. It's on my list.
Yeah.
I think those parents should get DYS called on them, or DYF, whatever it's called. Two, three times they leave their kid alone.
That's why I had Dylan do that little quote today.
It's ridiculous.
From Home Alone.
You know. All right. Well, yeah, I'm just checking. I want to make sure where you fit in.
Check out Bad Santa.
Of course you don't.
I love Bad Santa.
Scotty also has a VHS, Santa, something about a gangbang, but you might want to check that out.
All I Want for Christmas is.
Okay, you got it. All right. Well, anyway, we got a little waylaid there. I apologize.
It was a white Christmas.
Thanks, guys.
No, it wasn't. Not in that movie. when Scotty decided he was going to leave the show for a different career path a long time ago, on his final day, we had a party for him, and I gave him a gift, and it was a VHS of that movie, holiday theme. You don't know what it's like to walk into an adult video store and walk in and step in the door and go, and hear, Crunchy! Yeah, buddy! And I'm like,
waiting for you.
Guy was dressed as Santa from the waist up.
I was like, I'm here to buy a present for Roach. So anyway, Merry Happy Holiday. All right, well anyway, there was that. And so the psycho thing, I got to get to that.